policy meeting, remote meeting policy. The planning board will consider adopting a policy to allow remote meetings, which is supported by the town council adoption of a limited emergency on August 30th, 2021, effective through October 15th, 2021. Before I open it up for any public comment, Maureen, could you give us some background on this?
Certainly. So this is following direction from the town council. I just want to make sure. Can everybody hear me? I can talk less so you don't have to hear me.
Don't talk any softer.
Okay, that's right. I can talk loud if I have to. So as most of you probably know, the COVID infection count has been increasing in the state of Maine. And so last week at a special meeting, the town council did adopt a limited emergency. And that limited emergency allows four boards, the council, the school board, the planning board, and the zoning board, who run remote meetings. If you want to run a remote meeting, however, you must first meet in person and adopt a remote meeting policy. And the policy you adopt has to mirror the policy that the town council has already adopted. So attached, you'll find a draft remote participation policy for the planning board to consider. And except for where we substitute Cape Elizabeth Planning Board for Cape Elizabeth Town Council, it mirrors the remote participation policy that the council has adopted for itself. So if you adopt this policy, it means that you can then choose to hold future meetings remotely with adequate public notice.
So we have to decide before each meeting how we're going to do it, with enough time for you to send
you, out. You do, and I've run the numbers, and I basically need 2 weeks, because your notices have to go out at a minimum of 1 week before the meeting, and if there's a public hearing, it has to be advertised in a newspaper, which is usually has to be published a week before the meeting and has to get to the newspaper 4 to 5 days before the meeting. So I really need a 2 week lead time in order to be able to publicize the Zoom meeting invite information.
Okay.
You have a question?
Yes.
And Maureen, to clarify, the October 15th date, the reason we have that is because the policy that the town council created was basically we have to do this on a month-by-month basis.
What the council did, they're very reticent about allowing remote meetings. And so they put an end date of October 15th because that's the date that they meet next. So they can easily extend the emergency, the limited emergency declaration. I have brought to the town manager's attention that if the planning board wants to hold a remote meeting in October, we really need to know by October 4th. So I expect that issue will be resolved.
Caroline.
So every time the council extends this, do we have to then readopt it? Or can
no.
Can we adopt it based on the council?
My understanding is once you adopt it, it is your remote meeting policy. And there were some questions that the council had because there's a parallel issue going on, the hybrid meetings. And the council has that on their to-do list for a workshop in the near future. And the expectation is that when they fine-tune that, there may be some amendments to the remote participation policy. So this policy is just for now.
Because it says it will remain in force indefinitely unless amended or rescinded. So that's not contrary to this October 15th, 2020.
Well, this remote participation policy is tied to the limited emergency. Mm-hmm. And unless things dramatically improve, it's very conceivable that the council could extend the limited emergency just as they were doing last year.
I just had a stylistic change. It would still keep it certainly consistent with the council, but I thought that everywhere that it says body, we should say board.
Again, I have no problem with changing this, except it was made very, very clear by the council that they only want this policy adopted.
Word for word.
It's poorly written.
Yes, I am.
I
had to read it out three times.
I kept saying, what body? And then I realized that every single time that we use the word body, we are referring to the planning board.
Right.
It was.
I think it would be an improvement, and it would be consistent.
Pass that on to the council.
Honestly, I mean, I read it, I kept saying, well, what body? And then she's really clear to me that.
I guess if it's going to be between boards and council, it makes sense to think it's going to be uniform, but I agree. I don't know
why the council wouldn't say members of the council for their policy. The body is almost like fill in the blank.
But if we can, Maureen, we can adopt this policy, but we don't have to meet remotely, because this is just our policy.
My recommendation would be to adopt it so that you have that option. Okay. Just because you have the option doesn't mean you have to exercise it.
Okay. Do I need to open this up for public comment?
Yes, you should open it up to public comment.
Okay, so I'm opening the meeting up for public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to speak on this?
Yes,
policy?
I am.
And just please state your name. And
All right. Should I stand? Or would you
That's fine. I guess you caught me off guard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name, what would be more comfortable for you, if I sit or stand?
You're fine.
Okay. Yeah. I would just put my stuff down. That's okay. My name is Cynthia Bill, and I live at 1227 Shore Road, and my mask makes my glasses fog, so please excuse me. I am a small business owner and the owner of a multi-use building.
Is this about this policy?
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
All right.
And I'm the owner of a multi-use building in the town center zone, and I'm opposed to the low-income housing project for reasons that aren't relevant to tonight's meeting. However, I was not given notice of the affordable housing amendments pursuant to Planning Board Section 6. If I may, Mr. Chairman,
We're not talking about the affordable.
Yes, but I'm getting to the remote policy.
Okay.
If you would, please.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I did miss hearing in Flanders Field this summer, and I apologize. You know, it's too bad we're in a hard time.
Yeah.
But I just want to explain to you why this remote policy.
Okay.
Could.
Please continue.
If what I discovered in my work on this issue is that there's a policy in town that the developer of the project requests to be forwarded all emails electronically and those transmissions aren't in the public file. So if the amendments pass, my intention is to bring the issue to a referendum so that the public can vote on it, and that'll be a campaign. And what I suggest to you is that if you're going to adopt a remote policy, that it would be more fair for people on a big issue that relates to the town center, this what I call a behemoth, what you call affordable housing. It seems to me it's not fair that the developer gets forwarded all the emails sent from citizens and can develop a database and to use in a campaign, where public citizens are denied that, and that the developer is given labels to conduct an informational meeting, where citizens like myself, who were not given notice of the project, don't have access. So what I would suggest, in fairness to people who are opposed to the project for sound reasons, people in this zone who feel discriminated against, who feel that they were unfairly treated, to have the same opportunity to access the electronic information that's going to be provided to the developer during this period where there's, you know.
I guess I'm still waiting to see how what you're saying.
Yeah, so what I'm asking for is that if you're going to adopt a remote policy during a campaign on a significant issue that affects the town, that you direct this board that all electronic communications should not just be forwarded to the developer, but should be made available to everyone who has an opposing position.
As far as I know, they are.
No, actually, they're not. No, well, here's the thing. So I know a little bit about freedom of access requests because I've been on the Judiciary Committee for 6 years. So I requested to access all communication. And the communication that I requested in the electronic file is not at all the same as the communication that's in the public file that you go and see in the town hall. So for instance, when I went to the town hall and I flipped through the file, I did not see the communication about forwarding all the email labels or the address labels to the developer. There's other communications in email that aren't in the public file. So you're at a disadvantage. If you're not just getting forwarded all the emails, you don't get them. Like, I looked at the public file and there was no transmission. Maureen sends every single email that comes to this board.
I guess I'm still waiting to see how this applies to this remote meeting.
I would like you to consider that all electronic communications shall be made available to a stakeholder group. That's what
but that's not what we're talking about tonight.
Jim, can I say something?
Please,
yes, please do.
I think we've heard from the speaker. I don't think she's on point, and I would like to, if there are other people who want to speak to the issue of remote meetings, I'd like to hear from them. And otherwise, I'd like to move adoption of the policy.
We're at 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, we have a 3 minute speaking time. I did not announce it, and you've timed it as 4.5 minutes. And I'm sorry, Ms. Dill, that you've not made your point to what we're talking about tonight.
My point is, I
know what your point is, but it's not related to what's on the agenda right now.
I'd really like to move adoption of this.
Does anybody else from the public wish to speak?
I'm surprised it doesn't concern you that there are communications.
We will talk about this at a different time, at the appropriate time. Now is not the time. So I guess I'm going to shut you down.
Okay.
All right? And I'm sure I'll hear about it through another email, but that's my decision right now.
Well, I'm sorry that my emails have been so oppressive to you.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You know, I do live across the street from the project that I
understand.
Did not get notice of per your planning board rules.
I understand.
I did not get notice of Ocean House Commons, but I got notice of tonight's workshop, even though
you've made that point more
yes,
than once.
Good, well,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For consideration of your time.
Thank you, Ms. Dill. No, thank you very much. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Al?
On the back page,
do you want to officially close the public comment period?
Yes, I'm sorry. Public comment is closed. Sorry about that. Thank you. And go ahead.
Maureen, on the back page, the last sentence, it references the town council's organization meeting.
Yep.
But this is a policy adopted by the planning board?
Yep.
Okay. You're okay.
Okay.
I checked that it was that this is what you're supposed to be adopting if you want to have a remote policy.
What I understood from that is the council will review the policy annually, and however the policy for remote meetings is adjusted, our policy will be so adjusted.
Agreed.
Okay, that's what I understood.
And just for clarification, Maureen, are we going to have to decide before each meeting whether or not we're going to be remote as a board?
I would ask the board to either make a clear decision, or my assumption will be that it is up to the chair to make that call. Just like it's up to the chair to decide whether a meeting is canceled because of a snowstorm.
Okay.
So, but obviously the sooner you make that decision, the more we can do to inform the public of what's going to happen.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, shouldn't that be in this policy, or we're just, again, I think you just said this is the town council policy.
We have to mirror the policy.
Okay.
Word for word.
I just had to ask the question again.
Oh, it's okay. No problem. I asked the question as well to confirm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maria.
Yeah, I'm fine with the chair making the decision. I would like to suggest, though, that I think it would be less confusing for the public if, with respect to issues of emergencies, that we take the lead of the council. And if the council is not holding a meeting in person, then I think it would be less confusing to the public if we followed their lead. But I'm not saying that that should be hard and fast. There might be solid reasons why we would want to have a meeting.
Be consistent.
Or not have a meeting.
Or not have a meeting. But unless we have an articulable reason that differs from the council, I'd like to just suggest informally that we look to what the council is doing.
So, through the chair?
Yeah.
So the council decided last week that they were going to hold tomorrow night's workshop in person. And this week, they have decided it's going to be remote.
So they changed everything. Initially, they said,
Monday night, it was in person. By Wednesday,
never mind.
COVID transmission rates had changed the status of the of Cumberland County.
Okay.
I also want to point out that, you know, I think the planning board has a better sense of how many people you're going to expect to be at a meeting. Like, the 21st is expected to be a heavily attended meeting.
Mm-hmm. And the council chamber really is not big enough to handle a large crowd.
I was in the council chamber on the end of June, and it just filled right up. And it doesn't matter if you only have so many chairs.
I think I kind of agree that for public perspective, I think it should just, we think we need to be in remote meetings. We just adopt it through the whole period that this is in effect at the moment and not flip flop back and forth, because then somebody's going to show up and we're like, oh, I thought this was in the town council, and then in fact it's all online. And just if we think it needs to be remote, we should just be all remote until October 15th when it gets rescinded and just stick with that and not worry about where the numbers are and whatnot, and we're just remote till then. Public always knows we're going to be remote till then. Maybe that's the announcement or whatever, that we're remote.
Well, let's adopt
till that point at least.
Let's adopt the policy. I think you want to.
I made a motion.
You made a motion.
I'll second your motion.
Do we need to read the whole thing tomorrow? Please say no.
No,
I move that we adopt the policy as printed and provided for in our package.
Okay. All right, we have a second. All in favor of adopting the policy? Okay, opposed? I don't see anybody, so it passes unanimously. Do we want to go week to week, or do we need to see what do people think? Do we just see what the town council is doing?
I think Andrew made a good point.
Say it again?
I think Andrew made a good point.
Tell me the point.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that too, because there could be confusion. I mean, not from our part, we're trying to do our best to try to get that message out, but if a townsperson, you know, gets that information late and are here and it's remote, and it could cause problems. I like what Andrew suggested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems to me we need to make a decision tonight for the meeting
in the
Just to say as well, during the time that we were remote, I don't think we got any complaints that people didn't have access or weren't available
right.
to come to the meetings.
Right.
And so it makes sense to me to do what Andrew suggested and just say we're going to be remote.
Okay.
Until what December is.
I just made, you know,
everybody's
on board with that.
Out of your
yeah.
Yeah, so wield my power here. We'll have the next meeting remote. What's today?
20th.
It'd be amazing if Jim said we're going to have it in person, just to find all of us. I said it'd be amazing if you said we're going to have it in person. And
yeah,
find all of us.
I know.
You're not like that, though.
The irony is not lost on me. So.
Yeah.
and through the chair, perhaps at the end of the September 21st meeting, you'd want to have a conversation about the workshop.
Good.
Do I have a motion to adjourn the special meeting? Okay, your motion in a second. Okay. Public comment on this subject, right?
No,
this is the second item is public comment on items not on the agenda.
Okay. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak on items not on the agenda?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
3 minutes.
My name is Cindy Dill. I live at 1227 Shore Road. I'm the owner of a multi-use building, and I would like to comment that the planning board should review its freedom of access
policy, because we're in a situation where, because of the freedom of access law, apparently, I can't communicate with planning board members. However, private developers who have projects before the town can communicate with the staff, and that information is not available in the public file. So I would just like, I would like the opportunity to go to the town hall and look at the public file and have it reflect all of the documents that I'm entitled to see pursuant to the Freedom of Access Law, and not have to pay to get a thumb drive that has information not contained in the public file after not having been given notice of the project. So I believe there's a serious issue here. The people who were given notice about a certain project in town was literally like maybe 15 people, whereas the list of people that were given to the developer of the project was like 150. So it's like, it just doesn't seem fair. Like, it just, I just feel like there's been an injustice.
Well, okay, well, you've got the 3 minutes, but keep going, and then we're going to address your comments.
That's it. I just think you should review.
Okay, so Maureen, would you review how you handle documents and communication?
Do you want to close the public comment period first?
Well, I understand.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
The problems that are inherent in what you just requested. Not that Maureen reviewed the policies, because she is the... Maureen is Maureen. I'm not arguing about Maureen. What I'm suggesting is that there's apparently policies in place that aren't written, that only Maureen has knowledge of, that relate to who gets access to public emails and who gets access to information about projects. I just think it should be consistent, because that's the law. So I would appreciate if the planning board undertook a review of the freedom of access laws and access for citizens, as opposed to the person who's both in charge, the gatekeeper of the information, as well as, you know, I know a little bit about the Freedom of Access Law, and I am a citizen who pays taxes in this town center, who was not given notice of the project, but sent an invitation by the developer because he got my address from the town. That just doesn't seem right to me.
Well, I know you've spoken at the town council meeting before, so you must have known, you must have been notified about the meeting.
Yes,
so I'm confused about, you're saying you weren't notified, but yet seen you speak there.
Mr. Chair, with all due respect, I was notified after the cat was in the bag. I mean, it was like, it was a done deal. I was notified after you had already taken votes. I was notified because there's a citizens group that I guess raised some concerns. You know, I mean, I should have gotten a notice about the zoning amendments.
Right, well, I guess I can't speak for that.
I got a notice about tonight's workshop. I mean, I'm within 500 feet.
Well, do you have anything more to say? Because I do want to ask Maureen about if there was something that went wrong, or to ask about the policy, the Freedom of Information policy. Because I'll be honest, I have not reviewed it lately. I don't remember ever being a concern before, because I know Maureen shares every email with us, and she shares it with the applicant.
Yes,
and I know when there's notice goes out, everybody within 500 feet, I believe, of the project is notified, and you're saying you did not get notified, right?
Right, and also what I'm saying is that every single person that emails the planning board or the town council gets forwarded the email because of an unwritten policy, apparently, that the planning board has. Single email.
Yeah.
That is sent to the town,
right,
that relates to town court,
right,
gets forwarded to the developer.
Well, it's my understanding that is correct.
Yes,
is there a problem with that?
But I don't, and I've requested that.
That's the problem. I understand. Were you provided with that?
No, I am not. Okay. So that's my point, is that if the developer is a company...
But I thought I remember your email today. You said you did get that information.
Well, I got a list of PDF, but on an ongoing basis, I am not forwarded all communication, despite the fact that I requested it. So we have a developer who gets in this remote time when we have COVID, we have a developer who gets forwarded every single email.
That sounds like the administrative nightmare, so we have to have everybody, 9,000 people on an email desk for everything that comes in?
What the legislature does, and what I suggest you might consider, is that there's a stakeholder list, and that everybody just gets the same information. Like, why should a developer in town get, like, all
that's
access to our database? And to my address, why should I get a glossy invitation to an infomercial from a developer when I didn't get notice of the project from this group. It just doesn't seem fair. I would have argued merits if I had notice. Thank you.
Okay, Mary Ann.
So are you closing public comment?
Say again?
Are you closing public comment?
Anybody else wants to speak?
I would like to reserve my right to respond to comments that relate to what I said.
More than 5 minutes.
No, you've had plenty of time.
Well, thank you for your consideration.
And public comment is closed.
I just want to say it was public comment period, and I just wanted to suggest that we take it under advisement, and then we move to the next item on the agenda. It's public comment period. It's an opportunity for the public to speak to us, for us to listen, but I don't think it's reasonable for us to be trying to respond in the context of this meeting. So I'd like to just
brings up points that we should be researching and looking into.
Yes.
And
yes, she did. We did not come prepared to speak about that tonight, so we would misspeak if we tried to.
Okay. Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
One of the things that was brought up, though, was the Freedom of Access Act that the state of Maine has adopted. That is not a policy that the town or any municipality or any government can just pick and choose what policy or what parts of it you want to abide by and what parts you don't. And I know that from my current role. But also during my 6 years on this planning board. So it's not so much that we have a different policy when it comes to the Freedom of Access Act. That is put on us by the state of Maine, by the law itself. So the idea that we have to relook at what our policy is with regards to the Freedom of Access Act, I don't think there is a policy with regards to that because it is state law.
And can I add? I'd like to make a point she's not generically talking about freedom of access, she's talking about one specific project.
Right.
For which we do not yet have an application.
That is correct, you are correct.
Because the town council is still handling it.
Maureen.
I just want to be clear, there's a lot of things that were said. I hear that tonight is not the time you want to address them, and I will be respectful to that. I do want to make clear that ordinance amendments are governed by section 19-10-3 in the zoning ordinance. And that provision does not require that mailed notices be provided to people for text amendments. Text amendments do not require a mailed notice. They require notification in the newspaper, posting in the town hall, and those things were done. If you are changing a zoning line, then you are required to mail a notice, and no zoning line change was proposed. That is why no mailed notice was provided for the most current affordable housing amendments.
And they are under the purview of the town council. And
the council is required, and it is the clerk who handles the council noticing, but the council will also be required to hold a public hearing, publish an ad in the local paper of general circulation, and post the amendment for public notification. In addition, town council policy is to do everything we can to publicize it, so it's also published in the town website. I will just say that, to my knowledge, there is no action that the planning board has taken that has not been properly noticed.
Okay.
And I think it bears repeating what Carol Ann said. There is no application.
That is correct.
Before us on any specific project.
But the board does have requirements when you're reviewing zoning, though. And you, in my opinion, you have met all the public noticing requirements for the zoning amendments. And if you are presented with a site plan amendment, all the noticing requirements, as we always do, will be adhered to again.
So the noticing requirements at this point in time are the responsibility of the town council and the town council staff.
Yes.
Not the planning board and the planning board staff.
You've discharged your responsibility when you provided your recommendation to the council.
And we had public comment, public hearing on those recommendations.
And notice was sent out. Okay, we have a motion before us for adjournment and a second. All those in favor? Opposed? The meeting, special meeting is adjourned. So we